Blog Talk Radio.
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with a devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. 'Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing fight or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's breaks and fail. There's a oil slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the Stroker, 'cause a bandit's on your tail.
It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. 'Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you'd break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stroker Ace is born to race and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine.
Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag.
Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the Stroker, 'cause you're blowing off their door.
Blow the doors off, Stroker. Stand on it, son. Good-looking devil, you.
Too fast in the fast lane.
Good evening, Fastlane Sports Nation. Welcome to another week episode of the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor apparel. Keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Whether you're a hunter, fisherman, or just like outdoor activities, check out hardcorefishinggame.com. Today we've got NASCAR. They were at the Tricky Triangle this past weekend. We'll find out how that race went. We'll find out how things are going in the Fastlane Sports Show Fantasy League as well. Plus, we've got the Outlaws, the All-Stars. We've got dirt racing all across the country. We'll have all of that in this week's edition of Talking Dirty, brought to you by Racer Chase Apparel. Plus, later in the show, Christina will give us her picks for the custom swag penalty box. You want to keep it tuned right here. Next 2 hours, Barbasol Shave phone lines are also open the entire show. You can only hear it here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, live from the 357 Woodwork Studios. Let's go! Sports show brought to you, presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. It is time for us to do a little talking dirty. course, Talking Dirty brought to you every week by Racer Chasing Apparel. Go to racerchasingapparel.com. You can also check them out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as well. Look good at the racetrack. Go to racerchasingapparel.com. Check out Amanda's great line of racetrack clothing over there. I'm now joined by Christina. Good evening.
Oh, hello, 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 friends. It's been a long week.
It has
and
been
hot
a,
as hell.
A long week, and it's only Monday.
I mean, I'm still dealing with shit from last week, and it's, like I said, it's about as hot as hell, literally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm in hell.
We took last week off again because my schedule has changed. This is my doing. Yeah, this was my doing this time. I've been on a different job.
Weird.
Well, I controlled this one. I've been on a different jobs, got different days off. This job I'm on now has Sunday, Mondays off. So here we are. Monday night.
It's just, let's just tell the fans the truth. You like being a whore for the railroad. That's all it is.
That is, you are exactly right. You're exactly right.
I know,
you nailed
I'm
it.
Right.
Yes, you are. you nailed it. We're throwing it back old school. We're going Monday night with the Fast Lane Sports Show.
I feel like you're bringing me back to, you know, the first, what? 6 years of Flicks and Sticks, I feel like.
Yeah?
We're too old for this shit. I swear.
Go ahead.
I have to drink an energy drink just to get through the, you know, to stay up for this shit.
Goodness. We
but
had,
I am drinking an energy drink.
We had, I would, but I'm going to get up early. I got stuff to do in the morning. If I drink an energy drink now.
I get up early every day.
I,
stop.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Oof. I don't know.
I get up early every day.
I might crack into one of these vodka things that are behind me in the fridge. We might see. First break. We had an interesting weekend of racing. Boy, last show we were on, we had some huge dirt racing news that we broke.
Yeah.
You thought that was huge. Wait till you find out what we talk about. So we had another driver leaving a team and a car that he's been with for how long, Christina? How long has this guy, how long has Big LD been in that car?
LD's been in that car for a couple years, a good while now. But,
yeah.
I mean,
so
yeah.
If you don't,
I was shocked. And then I found out some other stuff, which I won't talk about on air because that's not fair. Some people should really stop running their – just people – yeah, no.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Lance DeWeese tweeted out the other day – and I seen it.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I seen it, and I was like, ah. And then Christina sent me a message. I think that's what it was. But
yeah,
Lance DeWeese,
I sent a group message, actually, with that message.
Right. So Lance tweeted out the other day, as of this morning, I've been relieved of my position with the 69K. Thank you to Donald, Davey, the team and sponsors for the time I spent behind the wheel. I'm not done yet, ... is how he finished the tweet. So he left it open-ended without saying, I don't believe he has said anything else about that. And I believe the owners, they put out a message, and I don't think I saved it.
They put out their own.
Yeah. Thanking Lance and everything for
him and
his wife, thanking them for the time they've put in to the team, you know, all the sponsors Lance brought to the team and everything that he did for the team. So they put out their own little thing. I don't have that. I think it was on Facebook that I seen
it. It's on Facebook. I have it. So this is what Kreitz Racing had to say. So they said, it's a sad day for Kreitz Racing. Unfortunately, we had to split up with Lance DeWeese. Lance and his wife, Renee, both went above and beyond anything we ever asked them to do. They brought sponsorships, provided their own time, developed numerous ideas to help grow the team. So we will be looking for a driver/driver finish out our season. I have things I could say. I've got a lot I could say. It would take 2 full hours to say what I gotta say, so I'm going to play nice for a little while.
Oh boy!
But some people need to learn to keep their mouth shut when they don't know what the hell is going on, and need to stop trying to run people out.
You just described about 95% of social media people.
Yeah, pretty much. And the craziest thing is, and what is unfortunate, is Lance's wife had to use their, I don't know if it was the Facebook platform, I don't know which one it was, had to go on there to correct something she should have never had to correct in the first place. And people should really stop putting their son's name in their mouth. Cole has nothing to do with what happened. Cole is a child. Well, teenager maybe now. Either way, he wasn't even there when the shit went down that people are bitching about on social media. And that is the main problem with social media. People want to get all in their head thinking they know what the fuck they're talking about, when in reality, if you weren't there, you don't know what happened. I've been saying this for, what, Pete, 20 years, I swear? I've been doing this business.
Yeah,
I know what goes on at those racetracks. I've walked it. I've been there. I've seen it. Renee is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet as a sprint car wife. She does so much for the sport. So does Lance. I personally never thought he would do an interview with any of my shows, but he has done an interview with all of my shows multiple times. He is not big on radio, but he has done it. And I respect that, and I appreciate that to no end. He was one of the first drivers to agree to it. So it's just, people don't know. You don't know. Shit went down. Yeah, it did. And then people got to run their mouths and say stupid shit. Certain wives need to stay off the freaking social media bullshit, too. All of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hate it. It's just ridiculous. But yet people will never admit that they're wrong, and yet other people will be able to say, I deserve respect. You don't deserve shit when you're a trash-talking bitch. Just saying. Okay, I'm done now, because if I start, I don't stop. You know that. This segment is brought to you by Celsius, Live Fit, the Raspberry, I See Green Tea, drink.
Ugh.
That's what I have. There you go. Promise no alcohol tonight. I have to work in the morning.
Boy, the show has started off well. I can't wait till we get to the custom swag penalty box up segment later.
I'm just infuriated by it. And you know, we've had multiple, talks, whether it's phone, person. You know me better than 90% of the world. I just don't appreciate when people want to throw things out there they know nothing about.
Oh, I know.
And that's the problem. I was talking to a couple people on Twitter. I don't know what happened. Dirt racing has turned into a damn circus this year. It's like NASCAR silly season went dirt.
It is.
And it's in the middle of the damn year. We are in the craziest months of money. We are in summer. Summer is the month this is the time where there's the biggest money on the line.
Yep.
And you're going to drop the driver that has given you more than you deserve. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. Lance will bounce back. Lance will have a ride. What do I know what it is? No, I don't. Do I wish I know? Yeah, I kind of do. But in all good time and due time, I think we'll figure it out. It will not be the 39M. I mean, they have someone from California coming in to run that car, so for the time being. So I don't Justin Sanders is going to be in that one. So I don't know. We'll see.
That was my speculation. I didn't tweet it, though. I talked to you about it. I was like, oh, maybe he fills in for the rest of the year in the Macri ride. But
no. Sanders has that ride for the time being, unless something does come about and change. That was already made well and known after the whole Eldora stint. So, but we do have to say, you know, Sunshine's ride is kind of up in the air, which we'll talk about that why in a little bit.
That was next. That was the other big news from the weekend. So, yeah, Lance DeWeese out of the 69K.
Well, we have three big news.
He'll be back, though.
The 1A.
But then also stepping away. Also, yes, we have Tyler Courtney was injured in a race.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this from Tyler from earlier today. He says, this is obviously a spot no driver wants to be in. That being said, I have a great support system between my family, team, sponsors, and fans that I am very thankful for. I'm not sure when I will be back yet. I have some appointments this week, and that will give me more insight on my return to racing. I'm still involved in everything going on with the team. I may not be at every race while I'm out, but do intend to be there for my team like they have been there for me. Our goal is to get Anthony and Corey comfortable as quickly as possible to keep competing at the high level that they and ourselves are used to. Thank you again to everyone for your support. I will be back. So he got a back injury, I believe, at Eldora.
Eldora captured him, pretty much.
This is the night before race, and he's been out since. You know, everybody obviously thoughts are with Tyler. He's okay, but when he'll be back racing. When he'll be back racing, though, is something to be determined. And I think Tyler and the team, they know how this sport is. They're not going to rush it. He's not going to win the championship now and the All-Stars. I think there's no point in rushing it just for that. So I don't think he will. If he comes back, I don't see it being till close to the end of the season. Something like this is not something you want to come back quickly from and take the chance of getting hurt even worse and then just never being able to do it ever again. So, and he's young enough. He's still young enough that taking the proper amount of time to recover from this, he'll be okay and should have a quite long career ahead of him. But I think the most important thing is that he takes time to heal from this and comes back when everybody says, yeah, you're 100%.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be out a little while, but I think that's the blessing in this is he's going to do the Alex Bowman kind of thing. You know, Alex Bowman suffered a similar injury. He was out for a little while. Tyler's resilient, though, and I love the fact that who they have in the car, and he's there, and he's prepping, and he's helping them. That's the best kind of medicine for a driver. I know it sucks, and they hate being out of the car. That's the worst feeling in the world for them. That is literal, like, not only is it their job, that's how they make money, but for a lot of them, it's taking away, like, their heart, basically. Eldora's a bitch. Let me tell you, that track will eat you up and spit you out. It was bad timing. So, he's going to be out for a little while, but Anthony Macri is filling in. I don't think, and so is Corey. So honestly, they have two of the best drivers they could filling in. Anthony Macri is going to be an asset for that team. They could probably try some different things that maybe, you know, they weren't too comfortable with, you know, Sunshine. And it's the, you know, there's no fault in that. Now they can put, you know, if they want, try some different stuff now that, you know, there isn't a championship riding on the line as well. So that's a benefit to them. And then, you know, the Outlaws had some news too. I don't know. This was just a weird ass weekend. I feel like we went in a twilight zone. I don't know what's going on. It is. It's like a literal twilight zone of fucking crazy. I made a comment yesterday, me and Nancy, and everybody knows that was on my show, knows Nancy. Nancy and I have been friends for, I don't know, as long as I don't know. I was like, what, I think a junior in high school when I met Nancy. She was my boss for 13 years. So she and I were talking, and I said, you know, I miss the days where all we had to discuss on the weekend is what driver was pissed off at Danny Dietrich. Because, I mean, that was usually the biggest – that was usually the biggest and craziest thing that would happen on the weekend is Danny would piss off somebody or, you know, some crazy thing like that. But now we got all this. I don't know what happened. Maybe COVID. COVID just poisoned all NASCAR racing world. I don't know. I don't know. So crazy things are happening. And the 1A is going to be filling in some drivers now, too, because Jacob Allen – had to step away for some personal matters. And, I mean, sometimes you got to do it if you're going through stuff or you just need to be with your family or, you know, there's things going on. So the 1A is looking for a driver. I don't know. Maybe Lance hops in that. I don't know. I'm just – that's a speculation. That's not truth. There's nothing that could, you know. Yep.
Yeah, but I almost – see. Forgot about and I sent you that what was that Saturday when I seen that I didn't realize, you know, everything that you had told me. I didn't realize that, but you know, it's good though when a driver can step back and take a look and say, you know what, my family, my home life, my personal life is more important than racing. And can step away from it like that and say, look, I need a break. I need to take a break to get stuff sorted out. So it takes, you know, first of all, it takes a lot for a man to be able to admit or, you know, say something like that. But then again, for a race car driver whose full-time life is racing and traveling across the country, and doing this all the time, for them to have to step away and say, I need to take care of this or that or whatever, you know, that takes a lot to do. So you gotta commend him for saying that and doing that. But also, Christina, I mean, it not saying that it's an exception or that, you know, anything else, but it helps that also you know, he races for family team. So for him to step away, it's not like he has to be too worried that, oh, I'm never going to race again because I'm stepping away. The 1A is always going to be there for him as long as he wants to drive.
Well, we also have that right? 39M too.
Well, yeah, but
I guess you're right.
Touche to that.
No, so that's the thing. The Allens and the Schuharts, they're a very close-knit family. So jokingly, that was me joking. But I feel like his ride will be there when he's ready to come back, if he wants to come back.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we'll see who's filling in. Because, I mean, they didn't fill a seat to finish out the Grove. So, I mean, they didn't have somebody no one came in and filled the seat. So, that I'm aware of. So, they didn't race Saturday. But, oh, no, this Twilight Zone. We are in dirt racing Twilight Zone. I don't know what the hell is going on. I wish. But I don't know.
No, they had Landon Myers.
Oh, Landon was in the 1X. Okay.
Yeah, well, Landon ran at Williams Grove for Shark Racing. But, I mean, let's just roll right into talk about Shark Racing. They, Friday and Saturday, this past weekend, we were at, what is up with the World of Outlaws frickin' website?
I mean, I had it to work, so.
Hold on.
They've gotten
this far. All right, here's the recap. All right.
It's rough.
Logan Schuhart got the win Friday night at Williams Grove.
Yeah, that's the first win in Grove, by the way, in the Outlaws. Now, he's won there before, but not as an Outlaw driver. So that's his first win as an Outlaw driver.
Yeah, this was night one of the Summer Nationals at Williams Grove. Logan Schuhart picks up the win for Shark Racing, his third of the year. So Logan Schuhart is definitely.
But I remember he wanted Eldora too.
He did. He wanted Eldora. He's.
When I told you he was going to do good at Eldora, I mean, I'm just good at it.
He's on a roll now. The best thing about this race, and I'm sure that David Gravel probably gave Logan Schuhart a huge kiss, is Logan Schuhart only led one lap. He led the most important lap.
That's the only lap you need to lead.
Right.
Folks,
he beats out Brad Sweet.
Let me remind you, you only need to win the damn checkered flag lap. That's the only lap you need to lead. I don't care about the first 30, first 130. It doesn't matter if it's a 600-mile race. If you lead mile 600, that's the only one that counts, folks, in the money bank.
Yes, it is.
Ask Denny Hamlin.
Oh, let's not. So Logan Schuhart, we'll get to that. You just hold on. Logan Schuhart leads the last lap. He beats out Brad Sweet, who led the first 25. Rico Abreu finishes out the podium. Sheldon Haudenschild, Carson Macedo round out the top five. Danny Dietrich getting the big plus eight to finish in the top 10, started 15th outside the top 10, finished seventh. Also in the top 10, you had Corey Eliason, Giovanni Scalzi, Freddie Raymer. David Gravel losing a spot, started 10th, finished 11th. So not the best points day for him, which we'll talk about the World of Outlaw points here in just a minute. So that was night one. Night two of Williams Grove Summer Nationals, we had the podium looking a lot different. Not just leading the most important and final lap, but leading all 30 was Mr. Rico Abreu. He finished on top of the podium Saturday night. He beats out David Gravel, who has a better Saturday than he did Friday. Brent Marks rounding out the podium there, coming in third. Then Spencer Based and Justin Peck rounding out the top five. Having a not so good night was opposite David Gravel was Brad Sweet. He started seventh, finished eighth. Donnie Schatz getting another top 10. Freddie Raymer top 10. Logan Schuhart having a not so good Saturday night as well, finishing outside the top 10 with an 11th place finish. But Rico Abreu getting the win Saturday and being crowned Summer National Champion. Christina, this is the points. The World of Outlaw points is getting crazy now because I have it. I think it's on the computer now. Yeah. We have a tie, Christina, and it's crazy because it just goes to show you like how good that 49 car and Brad Sweet is. He missed a race. Okay, so he's got one less start than David Gravel. He's got three less wins. He's got less top fives. He's got less top tens, but yet they're tied in points because he has more consistently finished top four, top threes than David Gravel. They're tied in the points. Crazy.
Can't wait. I love this. This is going to be the best.
It's going to be a good summer. This is setting up for a great summer between these two.
Oh, 100%.
Really, I mean, Carson Macedo's in third. He's 44 points out. So David Gravel and Brad Sweet, they still almost have to be careful, because a couple bad races by them and a couple good ones by Carson, and there's going to be a three-way tie in the points if they're not careful. So Gravel and Sweet need to not just have the mindset checkers or wreckers. If Brad Sweet, if I can't win, neither's Brad, because if racing that way, Carson's going to sneak in and steal the points, the points lead without them seeing it coming, because he's got 5 wins on the year as well. So he's no slouch this year.
This is going to be intense. I love this. This is what you want every point scenario to look like. I don't care what division, league, I don't care. This is what you want. This, because this is going to be a battle until November.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Part of me wants somebody to buy me tickets to, World Finals, considering my birthday is right around that time frame.
That would be amazing.
That would be
absolutely amazing.
Oh, man, another heat advisory. Sorry.
This also just goes to show that having a slow start to the race year does not help, because, I mean, look at Logan Schuchart and Sheldon Houdenshield. They're not having a bad year. They've got around 30 top 10s. They're in double-digit top fives. They both, Logan Schuchart has 3 wins, Sheldon has 2, but they're both 200, Logan's 212, Sheldon's 276 points behind first and second place. So to start coming on strong now, that's all right. I mean, that's good. You want the wins, you want to finish strong, but I mean, Gravel, Sweet, Macedo, they just prove year after year after year that from the very first drop of the very first green flag, you have to be consistent all year, not just so much getting wins every week, but being consistent every race to stay within grasp of that points championship.
I mean, I don't know. This is going to be intense. I really don't know who anyone in the top five could win. Honestly, a lot can happen.
It can, but I mean, you sit there and you look at it. 212 points is a lot of points, though.
Yeah, but you have one or two engine failures out of any of those top three changes. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to
put bad juju out there. Oh, no, trust me. Trust me. I remember a year where David Gravel had, 3 back-to-back failures. Not that it's going to happen, but I have seen it happen.
So, David Gravel, Brad Sweet, Carson Macedo. The Barbastol Shave phone line number to call is 657-383-1903. If any of you have engine troubles from now till November, please call that number.
God, if Lord,
and talk
if,
to
if,
us.
Oh, I haven't.
Because Christina just threw major, major bad juju on all three. No, I'm just kidding.
I kind of did, though.
She did.
Not
her boy's in fourth. Her boy's in fourth. She just wants a championship.
I do want a championship. I do. I mean, could you imagine a small team like that winning a championship? Worlds would change. I mean, that'd be intense. It could happen. It could happen.
Didn't mean to skip Baps Speedway. I apologize, Baps. We didn't mean to skip you.
It's okay.
Yeah, there was a race between the Kings Royal and Summer Nationals. And in fact, I mean, the guys that we've just been talking about for the last half hour.
They all dominated.
They all four finished top four. I mean, they all started within the top five, and they all finished top four. So that being David Gravel, Brad Sweet, Logan Schuchart, Carson Macedo. They all finished in that order, David Gravel, Brad Sweet, the class of the field that night. Brad leading 12 laps. While David Gravel led 18, Gravel started third. Brad Sweet started first. Logan Schuchart second, and Carson Macedo finished fifth. And they finished Gravel, Sweet, Schuchart, Macedo. So that was your top four. Brent Marks getting a top five in that race as well. He finished plus seven. Danny Dietrich again with the hard charger in this race started 19th, finishing eighth. In the top 10, he was plus 11 for that team there in the number 48. Sorry, Baps, didn't mean to really overlook you, but David Gravel, that was his win number 9 on the season there. Brad Sweet, 6 wins on the year. Carson Macedo 5, Logan Schuchart 3, Sheldon Haudenschild with 2, Donnie Schatz. He's got 3 wins as well. He's sitting 7th in the points right now, 318 out. But that's a look at the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. It's like Christina said, it's getting intense. And it's gonna be a good summer. It's gonna be a good summer for these World of Outlaw guys.
It's gonna be intense. That's all I gotta say. Buckle up, friends. You think it's hot now, so it's getting hotter. And my heat advisory just got increased by a day. So yeah. It's hot.
The teaser
Scorching. Damn point. Dude, these guys don't stop. This is one of the best. They're World of Outlaws for a reason. It's the best series out there for a reason.
Yep.
Same.
Speaking of high temps and being hot, we got Tizo's All-Star Circuit of Champions. The points here, again, it's an unfortunate circumstance. Tyler Courtney, Mr. Sunshine, has been leading all year, has 4 wins on the year. But he has slowly slipped down the points over the last couple days. Zeb Wise reaping the benefits of the injury and taking over the points championship in the All-Star Circuit of Champions. He's got 4 wins on the year as well. So it's not like he doesn't deserve to be. I mean, he was second in the points anyway. 4 wins, 12 top fives, 19 top tens in 22 races now. He's got the points lead. He's only 20 to the good, though, over Chris Windham. So, and Chris is a good competitor. We saw him at Wayne County last year, got his autograph. He signed the hat that we did a giveaway for last year. So, tough competition there for Zeb, but yeah, he takes over the points lead in the All-Star Circuit of Champions. And again, our thoughts are with Tyler and that he makes a speedy and 100% healthy recovery.
They're going to race in a day. It sucks. I was hoping for back-to-back championships. I kind of predicted that.
And you did.
Now it's not happening.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like it's not happening because he just isn't doing well. So, poor guy.
Yeah.
But we'll see how Anthony Macri does in that 7.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
I hope it's
for the good.
He's got to win this year, so it'd be funny though, Christina, for him to take over that 7 BC car for even the next couple months, get a couple wins in that car. See Tyler move up to the Outlaws and Anthony take over that car in the All-Stars.
I hope he wins it all.
Kind of a test run, resume building there for Anthony Macri. Who knows? Who knows? I don't have any insight. I'm just saying. Get a PA guy in that 7 car.
We'll see. Who knows? They may fail the 2nd car. You never know what could happen next year. The same.
Yeah. Oh, that could be too.
The possibilities are endless when it comes to Anthony Macri.
Yes, they are.
Everybody wants to doubt him. I don't doubt. I just believe that we haven't seen the last. The 39M, on the other hand, that might be a slippery slope downward.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Daddy isn't always right. For those who don't know, I'm totally on support of the son. I'm not supporting the dad. I'm on the son's side of the fence.
Yeah.
I'll draw a line of allegiance. I'm not afraid. Daddy Macri can't come for me anyway, so it's okay. I'm about 1,200 miles away. It's okay. I just think that Anthony has bigger things in mind, and he's going to go a lot farther where he is.
I don't know, but the Outlaws really need to get their craft together and get this website
out. Get out. The website is fucked. I don't know what is happening there. I truly don't. One minute I can get on and it's fine, and then the next minute I'm like, it's like Fort Knox trying to get in the damn thing.
I'm just trying to get some. Okay, here we go. World of Outlaw late models. They ran Friday, July 14th. I don't even know what today is, the 24th. Cheese and biscuits. I just want to know who won the dadgum race. Okay. Their site is so messed up. What is going on?
Which race do you want to know about?
I was just trying to see who won it at Ponderosa Speedway.
For what? For
just
for late
who
model.
Won. Yeah.
I can't even get to the late model page. It looks like some cryptic,
weird,
scribble. Like I feel like I'm going through a damn chaos or some shit on here. All right.
Points are like that. All right. I'm done.
Get to the late model side. It literally gives me some cryptic bullshit.
Maybe
they should pay them. Never mind. Nope.
Well, maybe they should upgrade from WordPress to maybe like GoDaddy or something.
I'm not going
to
say what I was going to say.
Okay.
No,
so,
GoDaddy. Stop it.
So, Lance DeWeese, Tyler Courtney, Jacob Allen, big news for dirt racing again this week. You got anything else? Dirt racing?
No, that was the craziest thing. I feel like I was in turmoil for 2 days finding out all this stuff. So, I mean, there's nothing else going on. I feel like the Vertex needs to slow down for at least a month to get us back on track. Because, I don't know. So crazy. So much crazy.
Well, let's take a quick break then.
I feel like we need it, yeah.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, hear from some couple sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll talk about NASCAR.
We're going to talk about how epic of a weekend Pocono was, as well as what the hell was Ryan Preece thinking?
Yeah,
I don't know
we'll
if you saw the video.
I did.
Need to have a talk. I'm intrigued. And did you realize there's actually a road in Pennsylvania called Hamlin Road? I'll leave you with that. Let's go to commercial.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is.
All right, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show. I'm your host, Pete, and I'm always, as always, joined by Christina. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishandgame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor athletic apparel. It's all customizable as well. So you go to their website, hardcorefishandgame.com, check out their great line of outdoor apparel that they have, and then you could also go and customize whether you have a softball team, maybe you're running a marathon with a group of people or doing something, job, maybe you have a landscaping company, whatever it might be, you can get customized outdoor apparel as well. They've got great hunting apparel for winter, keep you warm. They've got great fishing apparel as well to keep you cool, keep the sun off of you while fishing all day. They've got other merchandise as well, stuff for the beach, shoes, hats, umbrellas, all that stuff. So check out hardcorefishandgame.com. Also, some of our other sponsors, shout out to them as well. Of course, Racer Chasing Apparel, our Talking Dirty sponsor. Check out racerchasingapparel.com. Amanda's got a great line of racetrack apparel there so that you can look sharp while you're at the racetrack. Margazzano Designs, go to Margazzano Designs on Facebook. If you want custom-made gift ideas, go there. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have the Penalty Box. Our Penalty Box sponsor now is Custom Swag Sublimation. You can check them out on Facebook. Stuff like cups, tumblers, license plate, things for your vehicle, shirts, stuff like that. So check out Custom Swag Sublimation on Facebook as well. Debbie G Photography, Jamie Kelly, Keller Williams Realty, a whole list of sponsors. Check them all out. And of course, can never forget our wonderful studios that we come to you every week from, the 357 Woodworks Studios. Check out 357 Woodworks on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Scott makes videos on TikTok all the time showing you the wood shop, what he's got in the works, new products that they've come out with. They also do that on Facebook as well. You can find new product drops on Facebook when those happen. So make sure you like and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date with that. They had stuff for Easter. They had stuff for the beginning of summer around Memorial Day. They've got stuff now with the metal flags on a wooden backdrop, plus metal football helmets on a wooden backdrop as well. So check that stuff out. Go to 357 Woodworks on Facebook and check out all of their merchandise. Plus, he does custom things as well. So maybe you want a set of end tables for your living room. You know, hit him up. He's got multiple different types of wood and everything. So he can work with you on that stuff. So if you need something custom made as well, he can do that as well. So check them out. Okay. NASCAR invaded Eastern Pennsylvania this weekend up in the Pocono Mountains, which I hear is beautiful country anyway.
I've never been to Pocono.
No, I've never been to the Poconos. I would like to go to that race. It's actually, I enjoy Pocono. I enjoy the race. I enjoy the track. I know a lot of people don't care for the Pocono race. But I like it. I would like to go to the track just to see the layout and to be there at least once. It seems like a pretty cool time. How was your experience other than getting burnt?
So Pocono, oh, man. Who did I get the tickets from that year? Ironically enough, it was from RCR Racing. How convenient after yesterday. So, you know, they gave us, I had wow, the first time they gave us 4 tickets. So it was actually a really great experience. The seats we had were phenomenal seats on the front stretch, right at the start-finish line. Yeah, I got to see Joey Logano steal a win from Mark Martin. Yeah, that, so that's how long ago it was, if you think about it, because Mark Martin was still racing. Oh, I'm so old. Holy shit. But, yeah. And then I went a couple times after that. But, no, it's just so nice. It's literally in the mountains. It literally is. It's great. That's the thing. That's the one thing I do miss about Pennsylvania is the mountains. I don't miss the snow. I don't miss any of that or anything like that whatsoever. But it was great. The parking sucked. But that comes with any NASCAR race except for Richmond. I think Richmond has the best parking layout, period. Even when it rains, we still got out, even though it was muddy, but we still got out, no problem. I think Pocono, I think Martinsville has one of the worst parking situations as well. But besides that, it was great. It was a phenomenal time. The first year we went, which was with RCR, it was literally, I think, the hottest weekend of the month that year. And honestly, that year, I think I worked so much that I hadn't even, like, really been outside a whole lot. And for folks that know what I did for a living, I worked a lot, you know, doing my job, daytime job. And we actually worked the night before we went to the race. I had worked second shift. So I worked till 10 o'clock the night before we left to go, because where I live, Poconos wasn't a terrible drive. It was only a couple hour drive, thankfully. And we were pretty pale. I'm not even going to lie. We were pretty pale midway through the year already, but yeah, we all burnt. Every single one of us, all 4 of us got burnt so bad at that track. Not as bad as Richmond. First year I went to Richmond, we all had some blisters.
Ugh.
So which was crazy. So during the what was Nationwide at the time, which is now Xfinity, that was the hottest damn day of the weekend. And since we had garage passes and stuff, you guys know all that shit comes up. It bounces up. It's reflective off the pavement. So, yeah, I got really burned at Richmond. Sun, blisters, and poisoning and stuff. The next day, we have frost on the gas bottles of the grill. That's how cold it was the next day. Literally the craziest weather weekend ever happened at Richmond. So, yeah, those were 2 hottest races. Now, mind you, I've had other hot races at Richmond, but the Pocono one, I think, took the cake, minus the sun blistering day. But, no, it's phenomenal. Love the track. I mean, I think after yesterday, I don't even know what the hell Richmond is. I've seen more wrecks and more drama at Richmond, I mean, at Pocono, than I had at a Super Speedway.
Yeah.
I had so much craziness. We saw helmet fly. We saw the finger fly. I mean,
yeah, we did.
We did. We saw, and from somebody I never expected to flip the bird. Literally would have never expected Austin Cedric to flip the bird. So proud of him. That little kid's growing up. you know, we saw Kevin Harvick and Joey Logano team up foundations before the race. That was pretty cool. I like that. You know, they're friends now after the whole fire suit in the family incident. I mean, they've grown quite a bit from that. No, they actually made T-shirts and made money for Harvick's foundation with Joey Logano, like what he said. And then they donated from the T-shirts like $10,000 of that dollars that they got from the T-shirt sales, they donated it back to Joey's foundation. They surprised Joey at Pocono with it, actually. So it was actually pretty cool to see that they went from that incident, which where I thought Kevin Harvick was literally going to rip him apart limb by limb, to where they are now, which is friends and stuff. And, you know, we've heard them both in the booth together. I feel like that in the future would be a great booth combination. Actually, oddly enough, they both are so good together in the booth. But yeah, so that happened. And then everything on track, it was like firebombs everywhere. I don't even know what is worse. I mean, somebody tell me, did we like inject Pocono with super speedway like drama? I don't get it. Pocono has never been that crazy. Ever. Which incident do we want to talk about first?
I don't even know. I didn't get to watch the race like on TV, but
what's wrong with you?
I watched it on my NASCAR app. I was mowing. I was listening to it while we're mowing.
I'm sorry, but mowing could have waited till today.
No. It was supposed to rain yesterday, so I wanted to get it done. I'd rather listen to it. MRN does a great job. Plus, the wife wanted to go a couple of shows.
Listen to MRN and mute the TV. That's simple.
Yeah.
Be easier for you. But I will give NBC credit. Their broadcast is so much better than Fox. 110%. Seeing Dale Jr. in the flag stand with a fan last week, that was pretty cool. Or was that this week? I don't remember when that was. I don't remember if it was last week or at Pocono. I can't remember now when he did that. But that was pretty cool. That happened recently. I don't know what's going on. NBC is literally changing the game for racing, and I wish Fox would get a clue and follow suit. But each its own. One's got to be better than the other anyway, and NBC is it for me. We'll see if that changes with Harvick coming up into the booth next year. But I got to ask you, which incident? Come on, we got all kinds of incidents that happened. No shortage of drama. Crazy.
Which incident what?
I mean, I don't even know where to start. Do we start with the Joey Logano getting wrecked that took Daniel Suarez out and is now outside of contention for the playoffs? I mean, that sucked. Or are we going to talk about how Austin Cedric flipped a bird to Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? Or, you know, Austin Dillon got wrecked not once but twice and then throws a helmet at Tyler Reddick? I don't even know what's going on. And then we see, the Hamlin Larson thing. That's fun. I mean, that's fun. A whole lot of fun. And then Ryan Preece after the race. I mean, Corey LaJoy is not even out of his punch at him. I'm sorry. That's a bit ridiculous and childish. And yet Ryan Preece made a comment, you know, after a truck race saying, you know, don't grow up like that, kids. That's not a role model. And then after he said that, he's done some stupid shit ever since. Famous last words, I guess. I don't know. But I don't even know what happened for Ryan Preece, Corey LaJoy thing. Did Stacking Pennies come out yet?
I don't know what happened with those two either.
I don't know. I got to find out. Somebody's, no one's told me, so I'm behind on that. I asked, but did Stacking Pennies come out yet?
I don't think. I'm not sure.
Damn it. Is Stacking Pennies on Tuesday?
It might be.
Don't worry. I'm going to find it. I'm going to Corey LaJoy's page. Yes, I follow Corey LaJoy, folks. I'm a huge Corey LaJoy fan. If you don't like it, you can suck it. I don't care. I love Corey LaJoy. No, nothing yet. Damn it. Man, he hasn't even said shit about the incident. Damn, he really is holding it in until Stacking Pennies. Oh, man, I can't wait. This is almost as good as whatever the hell. What's his face? What the hell kind of what show does Hamlin have?
I don't even know. I don't care.
Actions detrimental or something. I mean that could never be more true. Lord, I can't. You know, he's the only driver to not have a DNF this year, too, I believe.
Who?
Spoiler joy. I'm pretty sure that was the thing that somebody made a comment about.
Let's see. Shane Van Gibbensburg doesn't have one.
Well, no, I mean full-time driver.
No, you're right. Corey LaJoy is the only full-time driver
without a DNF.
He is. Jonathan Davenport only has one.
Okay, Jonathan Davenport doesn't count. Stop it. Kimo Räikkönen doesn't have one either, but we're not going there.
Ryan Newman doesn't have a DNF this year yet either.
Oh. That old man couldn't.
Okay.
I'm still baffled. Corey LaJoy does not. I mean, that's good for that team. That's great, actually. You know, they finished every race.
Corey LaJoy needs a top-tier ride. I will say it every week from now on until he gets one.
Not telling me anything I don't know. Not telling me anything I don't know. I've been preaching that, I think, for the last 3 years. This is ridiculous that we have to sit here and actually keep saying it. Yeah, he ran one ride in the nine. I don't even count. And people were like, oh, look, he couldn't even do anything in the nine. What the hell has Chase Elliott done in the nine this year? Just saying, folks. One day in the nine, you are not going to be superstar one race in the nine car. Look at Josh Berry. How many weeks in the nine, and he wasn't much better. But I digress. Let's talk about Pocono. Pocono was fun. The whole weekend was fun. The Xfinity race was fucking crazy. Literally. We got a wreck. We got crazy things happening. We got teammates wrecking teammates. I mean, it was a huge, I'm telling you, super speedway drama injected into Pocono.
It's always a good race. I mean, Pocono always puts on a good show. I don't know why people don't like it.
I mean, yes, normally it's a good show. It comes down to fuel mileage and everything else. But this weekend was something absolutely crazy. You can't even tell me that's not true. This is the first time in how many years I literally am telling you it's super speedway drama at Pocono. It's not even a damn super speedway. Hell, it barely has. I should have known the cup race was going to be crazy after watching the Xfinity race, and I was like, what in the hell is going on? I'm telling you, it was.
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you there's some drivers that are going to be
hate each other?
Scratching and clawing for points because we are running out of races before the playoffs, and there's going to be a couple big-name drivers on big-name teams that are not going to make the playoffs.
Win a race.
As it looks right now, I would say that Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski, I know we've got a couple road courses and Daytona coming up yet, plus Michigan and Richmond, but Kevin Harvick is 163 points above the cut line. Brad Keselowski is 122. Even Chris Buescher, 111. I would say they're sitting safe. I don't know because I didn't watch the broadcast, so I don't know if they are, you know, like
they're not clinched.
Okay, they're not clinched.
No.
So we have. No. What do we have?
There's a lot still not clinched. So there's the fact that Shane won Chicago. That throws a whole monkey wrench, into the points because that took everything away from everyone else. which really threw a curveball. And Pocono deciding it was a super speedway, inferior complex syndrome or something, that threw a monkey wrench into everything, because before Pocono, Suarez was in. Now, obviously, he's out. He finished last due to no fault of his own. They shouldn't have been back there. They shouldn't have not done whatever pit sequence crap they did. I firmly believe that is what got – that's what literally put him and Joey Logano back there to begin with. So both those guys had a shitty day, which throws a curveball minus – I believe Logano already has wins. So Logano has nothing to worry about. But it's – Suarez is on the outside looking in by quite a bit now. So the simple fact of the matter is he needs a win. There's no way around it now.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 23 out.
He needs a win. He's going to have to win.
But he also he only has Bubba Wallace and Michael McDowell and A.J. Allmendinger ahead of him. I would put Daniel Suarez. Michael McDowell is not bad. I'm not going to take anything away from Michael McDowell, but
Michael McDowell's good this year.
Yeah, he's not on, like, a super top-tier team, but Daniel Suarez has the equipment, and he's a damn good enough driver that even without a win, he could point his way back in just with the few guys that are ahead of him. With that said, there is two road courses coming up yet.
Watkins
Glen.
No, I'm trying.
And
I'm trying to make. I was trying to make Daytona a road course again. I'm sorry.
but we do have Daytona, and we have Michigan. So
and we got Richmond.
We've got Richmond.
Richmond is a free for all. Anyone could win Richmond.
Yeah.
And now, what I really. And I'm a sucker for this because I love Richmond. I mean, I feel like I've been to Richmond. Well, you know this. I've been to Richmond more than any other track on the NASCAR circuit. I'm pretty sure I lived at Richmond for like 10 years straight. I went to every race. I went to both races every year, folks. And Pete can tell you, it's no lie. I did. Both races every year. We had a tailgate both races every year. It turned into some crazy fun times, met a lot of friends, life friends and everything out of it, met a lot of drivers and crews that way. But I'm just saying, Richmond as a night race is so much better. I wish we would go back, and I wish it would be a playoff cutoff race again. I wish it was in the playoffs, as in one of the races you had to win to keep going. That's what I want. I want Richmond back for that.
It should be in Kansas's place. Like, if you want to go to Kansas this week and put Richmond in the playoffs.
And bring freaking Brickyard back. I'm tired of this road course bullshit. But anyway.
I mean, Richmond to not be in the playoffs and Kansas is, I don't agree with that.
Or stop making Daytona the cutoff and make Richmond the race before the chase, which is what we did that before too, and that made it even better. That was so much more phenomenal. I enjoyed that more than where we're at right now with it being July, the freaking last race in July. If you're going to do it the last race of July, make it a Saturday night race and stop with the stupid daytime racing. Richmond's so much better at night.
But I think that first round of playoffs should be Darlington, Richmond, Bristol. I think that should be your first round of the playoffs. I don't mind seeing Daytona as the cutoff race.
I only hate it for the simple fact that you know why I hate it. That track is dangerous in general. I just hate that that's the cutoff race, and you see so much. It's torn up equipment no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's ran in July or if it's ran at the end of August. It doesn't matter. It's always torn up equipment. But, man, I always feel like something bad is going to happen there. I shouldn't say that, but I do. I think that every time we go there.
Yeah.
It's a weird, ominous feeling being there. I hate it.
I, I also think that Michigan should be in between Indy and Watkins Glen. I have heard, though, too, that this is going to be the last year possibly for the road course at Indy. Next year sounds like we're going back to the oval at Indy.
Please, bring me
that's
the oval
just
back.
Rumors. Nothing solid from any solid source, just rumors. But I would not mind that.
If we're going to do a road course, I would rather have something else. Like, give us the Daytona road course back. I mean, it wasn't bad. I actually quite liked the Daytona road course. I thought it was fun. I mean, was it a shit show because of the rain? Yes. Yes, it was. But it was good. I liked it. So, I mean, there's a lot on the line with these playoffs, but let's talk about the big, you know you want to talk about it. The new feud. You know you want to talk about it.
Well, Larson and Hamlin?
I know how much you love Denny Hamlin.
Listen, I don't mind Denny Hamlin. Of the Joe Gibbs drivers, I got no beef with Christopher Bell either. He doesn't bother me.
I think Bell is the best Gibbs driver personality-wise.
But listen, I've never had an issue with Hamlin.
But you love Martin Truex.
Oh, God, I just love him so much.
I know you do.
I wish he would retire. I
don't think that's happening anytime soon.
I hope he does.
I don't think it is, though. I think everybody wants, like, everyone thinks he's going to. I don't think so. I truly do not believe he is going to.
He needs to, because I'm tired of seeing
it. It's not
going to
happen.
I don't mind Hamlin. I've never had an issue with Hamlin, really.
No, but I think this is funny.
I don't.
Breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit. Knew it. They are putting him in the 39M.
I'm assuming you're talking about Lance DeWeese.
Okay, breaking news. Tomorrow seems like a good time for Lance DeWeese's debut in the High Limit Sprint Car Series. He will be driving the 39M at Grandview.
Wow.
There you go. It's only for one race as of right now, but yeah. Okay. back to Hamlin. Interesting. Ah, shit gets weirder and weirder by the hour. So Denny Hamlin got his 50th win. And gave Toyota their 600th win.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was not without controversy, obviously.
Does he have a thing for Hendrick drivers,
though?
Everybody has a thing for Hendrick drivers. They always have.
I mean, I don't, but I mean, in one race alone, he was involved with two.
When you're on a top tier team and you're racing, when you're on Joe Gibbs and you're racing Hendrick, you're going to be together every race.
100%.
You know,
I'm telling you what the universe of Twitter or whatever the hell it's called now, X or whatever. I don't even know what the hell is going on over there anymore. But, so everyone was throwing a fit. We don't know. I mean, the fit was thrown.
Yes.
Neither
one of them have anything to say. Larson, as much as I love Larson, he has taken the place of Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr. for me. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just tired of hearing drivers talk about
everybody races everybody hard every week. Larson would have done the same. Larson tried to do the same thing on the final restart, and it cost him mega spots.
Three spots.
Because we were listening to the race, and I told the wife, I said, oh, here we go. I said, because the announcers are like, let's see how long they go two wide through one. I said, they're not. I said, as soon as they get past the start finish line, I told the wife, I said, you listen, Kyle Larson is going to go to the bottom of Martin Truex Jr., and he's going to make it three wide going into one. What did Kyle Larson do going into one? He went all the way to the bottom,
yeah,
made it three wide, tried to get
and
in there,
screwed himself.
And it cost him 20 spots. So
yeah, and he did not. And the thing is, he was going. He was. If you're going to do it, you need to do it a little smarter, in my opinion. He didn't do it smart because he tried to do it to the wrong Joe Gibbs guy. I mean, why would you run? Why would you try to run Martin high? Like, why would you go low on Martin and run him up? I mean, I get it. You're trying to get Martin to wreck into Hamlin, but Martin listed. You screwed yourself.
Yeah.
In the long run. And on top of that, if he doesn't get fined for the stupid shit he pulled under caution, people are going to be irate considering other people have been suspended.
I'm sure he will.
He should be fined, at least fined, because everybody else has either been suspended or fined for the same action. I don't give a shit who it is. They did the same thing with Suarez got fined when he did it.
Yeah.
Hamlin got fined.
And all of that comes out tomorrow because NASCAR releases all their fines
everything
on Tuesdays.
They don't do anything until Tuesday. So we'll find out Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Yeah. He will. He'll get something out of that. He's not going to get off of that, especially with what they've been doing to guys this year.
Oh, yeah. They've been, I will give them credit, they've been a little more consistent this year than they had in years past. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. I just don't get why he was so pissed off. I mean, he's done it before to other people. So him doing it should not shock anybody. You're going for a win. I don't give a shit if you're friends or not. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd wreck you if it was for a win. You know that. You would do the same thing. It's how it is. It's your job.
Yeah. As much as I love Larson, he's done it
like
to Kyle Busch.
Thing.
He's done it, he's done it to other drivers. You know, the whole famous slide job from a couple years ago. You know, I mean, he ran Kyle Busch up into the fence. You know what I mean? So, these drivers do it, and it's funny because you always hear Larry Mack and all these. Oh, drivers have a long memory. You know, they remember everything, but they're quick to forget when other guys have done it to them. When they have done it to other guys, they just remember.
Oh, they
it
only
happening.
Remember when it's been done to them. Yeah,
exactly.
They forget
exactly.
The other shit.
So
that's a typical race car driver.
But I guess I'd rather see Hamlin win than a couple of the guys that finished behind him, you know.
I loved all the booing.
I heard he got booed quite a bit.
Oh, it was so crazy, the amount of boos and cheers. They threw water bottles and stuff on the track. I don't agree with that.
Oh, geez,
fans need
that's
to rein
too
it
much.
In.
Yeah, that's
this is a bit
too
ridiculous.
Much.
Just because there's camera crews and shit around, there's no need for that.
I mean,
shit.
Or it could have been his fans thought he was hot and needed a drink. They were just
I
throwing him some
that,
water. They were just throwing him some water.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to go with that. But, I mean, it was racing in my opinion. I didn't like how Kyle Petty went off on him after the race. I mean, Kyle Petty, come on, man. Lighten the fuck up.
Yeah, I heard he said
I'm
it was
sorry.
Uncalled
he
for
said,
or something.
He said some stupid shit. And, I mean, when was the last time Kyle Petty actually won a race?
I want to know. I haven't listened in a while, but has he cleared his throat yet, or does he still have something in his throat? Because that's – I can't stand listening to him talk. All right. Let's look at points. After the tricky triangle – Christina's favorite driver is leading the regular season points and the playoff points. Martin Truex Jr. is first. William Byron is second. Kyle Busch is third in the playoff points. Then you got Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick is your top 10. Your top 11 have a win, which is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So Martin Truex down to Ricky Stenhouse. From junior to junior, we have those drivers are the ones with wins. Now, Christina, we have 5 races to go before the playoffs. We have 5 drivers without a win in the top 16. 5 races to go. Only 16 drivers make the playoffs, and 11 have wins. So if we get 5 new winners from now till Daytona, if it's not Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, or Michael McDowell, those guys are out of the playoffs. So
yeah,
what I was saying a little bit ago, Kevin Harvick, as of right now, he has 163 points to the good above the cut line. This is if he doesn't get a win, he needs 5 other guys to not get wins. So, and the tracks we're going to, you've got Suarez outside the top 16, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Austin Cindric. Austin Cindric knows how to race at road courses, and we've got 2 of those coming up.
And so does Suarez.
So Daniel Suarez is a phenomenal road course driver. We have 2 of those coming up. Chase Elliott has won how many times at Watkins Glen? Alex Bowman knows how to get around Daytona and Michigan. Eric Almirola still doesn't have a win. He could steal a win at any of the 5 tracks that are coming up. Same with Ryan Preece, Eric Jones. Austin Dillon could win it at Daytona again.
Don't say that.
Chase Briscoe. So there are a lot of drivers outside the top 16 without wins. Kevin Harvick is in on points for now, but if 5 more guys get wins, he will find himself out unless he gets a win. And Kevin Harvick is very capable of winning at any of the tracks coming up as well, especially Richmond, Michigan, and Daytona. I don't think of Kevin Harvick when I think of road courses as potential win, but Richmond, Michigan.
I think he's going to have to win at either Richmond, Michigan, or Daytona.
Yeah.
I think he needs to win.
And I think of those, Richmond is probably his best shot. But Michigan and Daytona are definitely not out of talks. And you watch. He'll win Watkins Glen. You watch. He will win Watkins Glen.
I would love it. By the way.
He's listening. He's like, you know what? I'm going to win a road course. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Fuck you all.
I don't need Richmond.
Every road course.
I don't need Richmond or Michigan. I'm going to win at Watkins Glen. So.
When did Indian kiss the bricks? Damn.
There you go. He's got Indianapolis win anyway.
But this is a road course. I hate this road course.
Yeah. So that's our remaining regular season schedule. Richmond, Sunday, July 30th at 3 p.m. Michigan, Sunday, August 6th at 2:30. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway road course, Sunday at 2:30, August 13th. We're at Watkins Glen Sunday, August 20th at 3:00, and then Saturday night.
I hope it rains there. We got rain tires. Give me the rain tires.
Yes, at Watkins Glen. Yes.
Give me the rain tires.
To finish out the regular season, Saturday, August 26th at 7 p.m. Daytona for the Coke Zero Sugar 400.
I wonder if there's tickets left for that.
That will finish us out for the regular season. Christina, points for the league, our fantasy points. We had a bunch of people go with Mr. Dennis Hamlin.
Yeah, me being one of them. I was happy as pie he won.
As Andrew Grimm calls him, Dennis Hamlin. Andrew went with Hamlin last week and Larson this week. He should have went the other way around. But But yeah, so
yo, I feel bad for all the people that took Larson this week. There was a lot,
and it was either Hamlin or Larson this weekend. Those were the two drivers people went with: Christina, Jeremy, Tasha, Chad, Rodney, Lonnie. You guys all went with Hamlin. You got the win.
Yeah, you all copied me.
Jeremy and Lonnie got an additional 5 winning points because it was their second win in a row. So every win in a row that you get to add 5 points to your win bonus points. So when you win, you get 5 bonus points on top of the NASCAR points. Your second win is 10 bonus points. So third win, if Lonnie and Jeremy can get another win at Richmond, they will get 15 bonus points on top of their winning driver's NASCAR points. So I told you guys, Tristan, your points lead is not that safe. You've got Rodney with his 6th win on the year. Rodney now leads the playoff standings. He's got 6 wins on
third,
the year.
Right? In the
what's
playoff?
That?
I'm third, right, in the playoffs?
Yes, you are.
Third or fourth? Yeah.
You're third. So
the
Rodney
only thing that matters, y'all.
Yes. Right now, the last 5 races, wins matter. So Rodney, with his 6th win of the year, he has closed the gap to 22 now behind Tristan. Jeremy is holding steady at 3rd with 4 wins. Chad is 4th. Ty is 5th. And Chad moved up. I believe he was 6th or 7th last week. He jumped with that win to 4th. So he's within the top 5 now. Then you got Ty, Lonnie, Andrew, Wiley, Timmy, and Nick. That is your top 10. Again, right now, points don't really matter. It's wins. And Andrew is still in the top 10 without a win yet this year. So he
yeah,
is
but
holding.
That's not going to help him come playoff time.
It's not. Again, yeah, points reset at playoffs. And as of right now, Rodney will have the lead at 130 with those 100 bonus points plus the wins. So Andrew, Craig, Aaron, and Chris are the only 4 right now without wins on the year. So our defending champion is not looking good going into the playoffs without any wins right now. So he's got a few more races to get that win. And then, yeah, like you said, the playoff standings, we've got Rodney leading Ty, Christina, Chad, Jeremy, Wiley, Tristan, Lonnie, Matt, Timmy, Charlie, Tasha, me, Frank, Anthony, Nick, and Debbie. So, Christina, you're only, 4 wins. You're only 10 points behind Rodney right now, but don't forget.
I'm going to pick a winner the rest of the regular season series.
Ooh, listen to you. Now, if you get a win at Richmond, you get those extra 5, so you would get 10. Bonus points for winning at Richmond.
I'm picking Kyle Busch for Richmond.
Ooh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah, because he wins there a lot. Every time, I swear to you, in the 10 years I went to Richmond, he won 8 of them.
No, that's because he always wrecked Junior for the win, because Junior was always leading, and Kyle Busch would always wreck Junior and steal the win at Richmond. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Every single listen,
no,
I don't care anymore.
I don't remember that.
Kyle Busch
there.
Used to get on my nerves so much I can't stand him. But Kyle Busch, I've grown to love Kyle Busch.
That's because he's not a Joe Gibbs anymore. That's why.
That and
I think he's way more likable now.
The last 5 years, I really think he grew up a lot more, too, in the last five years.
He has kids, and now
right.
He's like this badass dad that still hates everybody. He just says it differently.
And listen, I've never taken away the driver that he is. I just I couldn't stand him. I just couldn't. Oh, man.
And congratulations to him, because they got win 100 at KBM and he got it.
I saw that. Congrats. Big congrats. We should try and get Kyle.
That was a huge race, too. Pocono was, Pocono for the trucks was crazy, too.
I'd love to get, let's see if we got, who's he race for? RCR.
RCR.
Richard Childress Racing. Kyle Busch. Who is his PR person? Jimmy White. JB White at RCRRacing.com. Let's shoot him an email. I would love to see if Kyle Busch would come on our show. We'll see. We'll see if we can get Kyle Busch.
I feel like Jeremy would fangirl so hard.
So that's how our standings are shaping up. NASCAR. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. Let's look at, let me pull up tracks. Let's just take a look real quick. What? I don't want cars late model stock tour. Where is NASCAR Cup Series? Show only tracks for NASCAR Cup Series. Airbase Speedway. What? Oh, whatever. Richmond. Where's Richmond at? Let's see. Who do you think, before I pull it up, is the winningest driver at Richmond?
Kyle Busch.
You think?
Either him or Denny Hamlin.
Richmond Raceway. Holy cow, this goes all the way back to 1953. Oh, boy. Richard Petty has quite a few wins at Richmond. So does Darrell Waltrip. Bobby Allison has a lot of wins. I'd have to go through here and count this. It goes all the way back.
You know who else is good there? Your favorite driver.
Shut up. He's not my favorite driver. I can't stand him. He's only got 3 wins there.
He has 2 in back-to-back years.
I'm
telling you,
he
Kyle
cheated
Busch.
To get both of those, too.
It's either Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin. I'm telling you. There's... I'm almost certain it is. Let me...
What is
I'm
this?
Pretty sure.
Cars. Oh. See, also, Dale Earnhardt Jr. got a win at Richmond when there were still 43 cars on the weekend.
Here you go. Richard Petty actually is. Richard Petty has 13 wins at Richmond. Then it goes David Pearson, Darrell Waltrip, Rusty Wallace, and Kyle Busch are all tied for second with 6.
How many does Kevin Harvick have? Because he's got quite a few there, too.
But
his
I don't
first
know about
win,
that. Don't tell me that.
Kevin
I'm
Harvick's first
that,
win was 06.
Bruh, you asked who the winningest driver was.
he's only got
me?
4 wins. Kevin Harvick has 4 wins there.
I'm pretty sure then it would mean... I think that's how many wins Hamlin has there, too.
How
Maybe
many
not.
Did you say Kyle Busch has?
He's tied for a second.
Yeah, definitely Kyle Busch. I mean.
As of right now, Kyle Busch, that still races, Kyle Busch is the winningest driver. That races at Richmond.
And he got
but
them all
got
in a Toyota. He got all his wins there in a Toyota. His first win was in 2009.
He ran 90% of his career in a Toyota.
Well.
I mean, when he ran for Hendrick, he was either wrecking or winning.
or beating people up. I mean, wait, no, he did that on a Toyota too. So, I mean, yeah.
Dale Earnhardt, Dale Jr.'s got a win there in 2000, 2004, 2006. He's got three wins.
I know. I'm just fucking with you. It's fun.
Jeremy Mayfield has a win there in a Dodge. Casey Kane in a Dodge.
Casey Kane has a couple wins there. So does Carl Edwards, if he ever wants to come back. You know, and also
Kurt
we told
Busch,
Justin Haley.
Kurt Busch has a win there in a Ford and a Chevy.
Yes. Yes. And then he won an Xfinity race or whatever it's called for Toyota. Wait, I was there the night he cried and won. I was there for that one.
Kevin Harvick has a win there in a Chevy and a Ford. Okay. We're running out of time anyway, so.
Yeah.
I guess, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, I don't know who to take. That's a good one.
The whole thing in the nutshell is you've got to look at who's won in the daytime.
I don't care.
Kevin Harvick's won in the daytime. No, but if you're going to go between Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick, you need to look at who's won in the daytime. Because Kyle Busch has not won during the day at Richmond. Now, nighttime, he has dominated. During the day, no, he's not good there. So the fact this is a daytime race, Kevin Harvick won in 2022. He won the Federation. He actually won this race, the one we're about to go to. Granted, it was in August. But it was the one he won.
Have we ever ran this? We've never ran this race in July.
No.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? It's usually in September.
And May. May, September.
Yeah, the
first
Well, it's been in April the last couple of times. April is usually the spring race.
And Kyle Larson won in April
of this year.
Dennis Hamlin won April of last year. Truex and Harvick. Truex, Hamlin, Harvick, and Larson are the last four winners. The
if
last
I'm picking anyone
six.
To win out of those four, I would pick Harvick or Truex.
We have not had a repeat winner since 2019. The last six races, we've had a different winner. Brad Keselowski,
yes.
Alex Bowman, Truex, Hamlin, Harvick, and Larson are
yes.
your last six
since
winners.
Since Truex went back-to-back, it hasn't happened again. So yeah. Kyle Busch did it, then Truex did it, and it hasn't happened since. There's no way that Larson wins this weekend. I just don't see it happening.
I'm going Harvick. I'm calling it now.
Because I just think Larson's going to be so dead set on doing something stupid.
I don't think so. I think he's got a championship on his mind. He's not going to
I don't know. He was on a podcast today talking about how he deserves respect. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this is going away easily. If it were me, I still think Kyle Busch is still, even though he's not one in the daytime. I think if folks are really looking to pick a driver, I would go with either Harvick, Kyle Busch is a dark horse, Truex, or Brad. I would stay away from Hamlin because God knows something could happen. Saying it could happen. Alex Bowman could be the one to do it for all I know. I mean, he didn't touch Bowman, but Bowman wrecked beside him. So, I mean, he took the air off Bowman. Really, he didn't touch him. But drivers don't care. They still think you touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Logano, because he might want to be bouncing back. Oh, man, I've seen him win at a racetrack, too. Oh, God. I was there for the backflip. Carl Edwards win and Matt Kenseth. I've seen a lot of wins. A lot of these wins.
I'm going Harvick.
It was fun.
I'm putting it in. I'm putting it in right now.
You better not change it, because I will come at you on the live, on the chat.
I got it right there.
Stay.
Richmond, Pete, Harvick. Got it. Going Harvick. I'm going Harvick.
He needs a win. I want to see the old man go out on a win.
Going for the win this week with Harvick. That's right. That's right. Well, it's been another successful Fastlane Sports Show. We didn't get shut down by the FCC, even though you dropped the F-bomb earlier, but that's okay.
I own the radio show. We're fine. I'll pay the fine.
We've got Hardcore Fishing Game, 357 Woodworks, Margazzano Designs, Custom Swag Sublimation, Racer Chasing Apparel, Barbasol. Did I forget somebody?
Jamie
Kelly,
penalty
Keller
box.
Williams. Oh, we forgot to do the penalty box tonight.
Yeah, you did.
We'll do it next Monday. We'll do a double.
It's going to be extra long next Monday.
It's going to, we'll get,
maybe
I can't
believe. Start the show with it.
Oh, maybe we might. We'll do that. I'll tell you what, we will.
Feel like we should.
We'll start next Monday's show with the penalty box. Custom swag sublimation
it's
penalty
so much
box.
Fun.
It's good.
I cannot wait.
Tune in next Monday. We will. I can't believe I
Send
forgot
me your
the
picks,
penalty
folks.
Box. That's why we do this
you,
show. It's for the penalty box.
You need
box.
To make a. Yeah, you screwed up there. So
I did.
You need to make a post. Since you messed up, you can make the post. I want everyone's picks for the penalty box. I'm gonna pick two.
We will make a post and we'll get it going for the week and see if we can get somebody's.
And Lonnie still owes me a cup, damn it.
I'm also putting together some trivia. I got some more prizes. I'm putting together another prize box for probably September. We'll do a big prize drawing again in September. So next couple weeks, look for a prize giveaway post on the Facebook page. We'll get that up. Getting some stuff put together, getting some stuff made. So we'll have that. So we'll have another big prize in September. Show is on Mondays for now again. So until my schedule gets changed again, we'll be here on Monday
and
night.
We're not
so.
Gonna have more. Just stop with the changing schedules. God, you give me a headache when you do
it's
this.
It's the railroad. It happens.
Well, the railroad is giving me a headache when you change schedules. I get on this set schedule with you. Like, we are literally, folks, what you don't understand is when he gets on a schedule, I get on the same schedule. And then when he changes his schedule, I get thrown for a loop for 2 weeks. At least.
Yes,
so
at
I
least.
At least. Until I get used to the new schedule. I was not used to the schedule prior because it was really hard to, like, guys, he goes, like, 12 hours without messaging me back. It's not normal.
He knows it. It's bad.
Yes, it is bad. Because then I get through, yeah.
All right. We'll be here next Monday, Christine. 8 o'clock. Starting to show off with the penalty box. Custom swag. Sublimation penalty box. I can't wait. Have
banger.
A good week. Stay
I'm
cool.
I'm excited. Bye, y'all. Stay fun.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next Monday, 8 p.m. right here. Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, live from the 357 Woodworks Studios. Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. See ya.